Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
The first HSE app is being launched in March. You might have heard about this. It's going to have limited functions initially. It'll expand over time. But basically, when it's first rolled out, people will be able to list all of the various medications that they're on. You'll be able to keep a hold of your medical card contained in the app as well. If you're travelling, your European health insurance will also be included. And then over time, you're going to be able to book maybe a medical appointment, various different services. You'll get information to it. And I suppose it's kind of the starting point to where we would hope to have a universal healthcare system whereby clinicians would be able to maybe log on in one hospital in Dublin and see what treatment you've had carried out at your primary care centre, maybe in County Donegal. Sheena Mitchell is a pharmacist and the podcast host with Wondercare.ie is with me on the line today. Good news, Sheena.
Excellent news. Yeah, Andrea, I'm really happy to hear this because I suppose, look, we need to be moving towards a more accessible healthcare system and digital opportunities represent a really good opportunity for that. Like if you think of any stage that you're accessing the healthcare system, whether you're being discharged from a hospital or going to your GP and then trying to access your pharmacy, you know, access can be a huge problem because currently we're working on this kind of push system. So the pandemic allowed the introduction of prescriptions to be allowed to be sent by email. And that was new then. And I'm glad that's still in place. But I suppose, look, it was a half measure because it still relies on the prescribing doctor emailing it to a specific pharmacy. And once it's there, you know, it has to remain there. It can't be circulated around a number of pharmacies. And the problem with that is it removes patient choice. So if we have a system where your prescription sits up on a cloud and then you come into us with your unique identifiers that allow us to draw it down, it means that you can do that and the dispensing will be recorded in that case. And, you know, the whole thing would be a lot, I suppose, better in terms of accessing healthcare. But as you said, even on the basic levels, like patients deserve to be empowered with their information. So, you know, even the convenience of being able to book appointments, but also to be able to have a look at your own results and know your own medication record can be so important. In community pharmacy, like we see people who don't know what medication they're on when they go to hospital.
Oh, look, absolutely. If you're presenting at A&E or with a GP in a different part of the country, if you're on holidays and you don't know what you're on or what dose of it or what milligrams, all of a sudden you have the whole thing in your pocket. Look, it's a great idea. It's hard to find anything negative around it. I mean, the one question I would have, how has it taken so long to get to this stage, Sheena? Like they have this in every other European country. Pretty much.
Yeah, I think one of our big downfalls has been getting ourselves tangled up in knots over bureaucracy. Do you know what I mean? And it's always the same. Like this has been highlighted by Sláintecare, you know, as a key component to health systems. And I just think we need to be a bit more progressive. Now, I do note that Minister Donnelly, you know, he did seem to push this behind the scenes a lot. And I'm really, really glad that it's coming out this year. I do think we are way behind the curve. And this will allow much better, I suppose, integration of the health system because it's ridiculous that, you know, say prescribers or pharmacists can't talk to each other and share results.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous that the hospitals and the doctors can't talk to each other. But I mean, we're not even at the launch of the app stage fully yet. So I mean, probably talking about the metro nearly to draw comparisons. Christine is with us, Sheena, as well. Christine, I know you've been here on the show with us previously. You were talking about living with chronic pain. So for somebody like you that deals with, you know, a lot of appointments with various different healthcare professionals, you probably welcome this.
I do indeed. It would be just so amazing. It would make my life an awful lot easier around my health. I would be able to have all my appointments in one place. So currently I'm getting letters. So it's, you know, letters through the door for different consultants. And the medications, my medications change regularly. So if I need to go to a hospital or that, I have to make sure I bring a list of my medications with me, which is time consuming when I'm already upset because I need to go to, say, A&E.
And you're also, I'm sure, afraid of getting it wrong or forgetting something. Now all of a sudden
absolutely,
it's there, it's a one-stop shop.
It would be absolutely amazing, because the amount of times a nurse has asked me what medication you're on, I will always forget one or two. So to have everything all in one place would be just amazing. And it would be a lot less confusing. I think it would be an amazing idea.
Yeah. The ability to make appointments, I think, is a big sort of a key feature of it as well.
Yeah, that would be absolutely brilliant. Currently, the GPs are absolutely swamped, and you could spend a long time, you know, waiting to get through to the GP. But if you're able to book an appointment, or even let the surgery know that you're looking to book an appointment so somebody could contact you, it would be great. It really would.
Yeah. Dr. Martin Daly is a Fianna Fáil TD. Martin is with us on the line. You know, in your previous time before being elected, Martin, you're well aware of the frustrations of people trying to get appointments. Are there any GDPR concerns around this? I mean, we have the HSE, hacking previously. Like, will some patients be concerned about the rollout of this?
Well, firstly, I just want to welcome it. And I think it's a huge addition. And I think the idea that it will increase patient safety and also improve the quality of service. And I think it's something that is long overdue. The investment is going to be committed to it, because the government, government and also the department and HSC see the value in this. So it's going to come in steps. I mean, the initial launch will give limited sort of information and information space there, and then it will be gradually developed over a period of time as the investment comes. But it is something that needs to happen. We need to use technology to make our system more efficient, to make it safer, and to provide a higher quality of service. So I'm delighted, and I'm delighted that it's in the programme for government as well, and that commitment to continue to invest. But you make a very good point. Are there concerns? I would imagine concerns around this will be allayed, because this is very personal medical information. It's certainly not something that anyone would want out of the defined medical record. So there will be concerns both from patients, but also I would imagine from medical professionals as well, that they would need to be reassured that this information is stored in a safe way, that it can't be hacked. And as we know, there was a hacking of the information systems there just 2 years ago and caused considerable upset. And also it was very difficult to put back together. But one of the things that came out from that was the lack of investment in modern systems. And so it left the system open to hacking. And so, again, I think in parallel in the programme for government, there's a commitment not just to develop the app, which is just one part of the ICT infrastructure to support healthcare and to support the electronic health record, but also in all the other systems that are required, the clinical, non-clinical systems, and also to build cyber resilience in order to avoid what happened 2 years ago. Yes, so there will be fears there, but it's something that can be overcome. And I mean, there are many other jurisdictions where this has been brought in, where they have managed to deal with those potential risks. And there are many other industries that have dealt with personal risk. But that is, it is a risk. And I think that's why there needs to be agreement around the information that's available on the record.
And what's shared. The long-term goal, Martin, is to have, electronic patient records available across the entire health service across the island, that you or your colleagues in Cork or in Kerry would be able to access my files there and then. Have we any idea when that shared information service element will be introduced?
That's going to take some time. Like, there's no point in saying that a complex system like this is going to happen overnight. I would imagine it will take anywhere between 5 and 7 years. I think we have to start to walk. And I just want to point out that, general practitioners I am a GP still, Fianna Fáil TD, obviously elected for Roscommon Galway, but, general practitioners have been almost fully computerised for the last 20 years. It transpired when the government, last government, negotiated the Chronic Disease Management Programme that 95% of GPs were fully computerized, and that also during COVID, it was the one area of the health service that was up ready to go immediately because of the information technology
that we had that advanced, yeah.
By GPs, and it made it hugely efficient in terms of messaging patients, making appointments, and also the vaccination program at that time would have fallen without that.
Yeah. Well, I know it's the idea
We need to move that into the hospital sector and into the community sector. I know there are initiatives in the community sector. We have better electronic referral systems now in both hospital and community. But we have a situation, though, where GPs are doing electronic referrals and they're printed off the other end and physically transported around the hospital.
Yeah, we just to Christine explain about the fact that, you know, her appointment notices still come to her by post. On an A4 page, which is just absolutely mind-boggling in 2025, given all the tech expertise that we have in the country, that's still how we are doing our medical business. The email, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's Fianna Fáil TD and GP Martin Daly. Christine, pharmacist Sheena Mitchell, 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday. On News Talk.